us online at greatsouthernhomes.com.
It's time for the Press Box with Brad and Ben.
It wasn't even like it was close. It was a landslide victory. Game. Blouses.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
But it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I tell you, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter. I mean, I mean, everybody's got to have something to talk about. Everybody's got to have something to write about. That's what makes the world go round. That's what makes it fun.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I think it's excellence, and nobody can hang with my stuff. I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
And now, Brad Zinkoff and Ben Bilstead on WCCB 105.5 The Roar.
Brad Zinkoff here alongside John Hite, broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios here at The Roar, 105.5, 97.5, TheRoarFM.com. Thanks so much for being a part of the Press Box today. Happy Tuesday. Woo, the final day of November. What a great month it's been, and what a weird day it was yesterday in college football. We'll get to all that coming up throughout the show today. 654-7627, 654-ROAR on the Vibe Broadband phone lines. Help their text line 986-1566. We haven't even gotten to December, and there have been 23 college football head coaching jobs come open this calendar year. This football season, I should say. Just this football season, which isn't even over yet because we've got championship week. 23. That number continues to grow. It probably will during the show. How you doing this morning, John?
Morning, Brad. I'm doing well. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Glad to see you're back. I know you've been a little under the weather, so I know a lot of folks have wondered about you, so it's good to see that you are at least able to join us here in the studio today.
Happy to be here for a little program we got going on today.
Just a little program we got going on today.
Selfishly, I'm happy to be here so I can get brought up to speed as to what in the world has been going on in college football the last 48, 72 hours.
Yeah, you've been under the weather, so you've not been able to soak it all in yet. So I'm probably going to say something. You'll be like, wait a minute, what? That happened? I'm like, yeah, that happened.
I've been trying to keep up with it as best I can, but as you know, when you're under the weather, you're not exactly sitting on Twitter the whole time. So I'm very interested to see what all has happened, what will change, and what will continue to unfold here.
Absolutely, and it's going to be a wild and wacky day. In fact, John, I said this during our little pregame meeting that we had a few moments ago, the over-under on coaching news that we receive during the next 3 hours in college football, I'm setting the total at 2.5. Over-under 2.5.
Life is too short to bet the under, Brad.
You sound like somebody else I know that used to sit over there and say the exact same thing. But yes.
He hired me.
Yes. I think that is, I think you're right. I think right now I would take the over. We already did have some news come out this morning, and I don't know if, I'm not going to count it, but there is news that Virginia Tech, according to Pete Thamel, is honing in on their guy, the defensive coordinator at Penn State, Brent Pry, I believe is how you say it.
I don't know much about him, but it would make sense in the fact that Fuente was brought in as an offensive guy, that you go the opposite and go defensive here.
Yeah, according to Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports, Virginia Tech search has focused in on Penn State DC Brent Pry. No deal is done yet, but the hire is expected to happen soon. That is the first big-ish news, I guess you could say, of the morning, of the day. And we are in for quite the ride, I believe.
He's put together some good defenses up there at Penn State.
Oh, I think he's a great defensive coordinator. If I had a short list of defensive coordinators that I would want to go out and hire if I were a head coach, I would look at him for sure. I have no idea if he can be a head coach. I have no idea what kind of fit this is. It's a little interesting that Virginia Tech would go this route. Hey, is this the old go the opposite of what you
I think so.
Like you had Fuente and he's just coming with this great offensive mind and it just stunk. And you're Virginia Tech. You're known for like hard-nosed defense. And
your lunch pail.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe that's kind of their mentality here. I don't know. This is the problem is, John, you know that area of the country a little bit. That's not going to move the needle for Hokies fans.
It's not going to move the needle at all. Texter 3929 gets in with what was my first question is, did Jamie Chadwell turn Virginia Tech down? We're seeing all these names, all this movement everywhere, but Jamie Chadwell is still in Myrtle Beach, still in the Dirty Myrt.
Still down there, still hanging out in Conway, I think for a reason, but what that reason is, I'm speculating at this point.
Sure, I think we all are.
Is Virginia Tech a good job?
Yes.
You think so?
Very much so, yes. I think it...
I'm going to be clear, this is not 20, 25 years ago.
No, this isn't even 10, 15 years ago. But yes, it's a very good job.
Comparable to what?
I think it's as good of a job outside of maybe Clemson and Florida State as there is in the ACC.
Ooh. That's interesting.
I think you get more support than you get in Miami. I think it's got more history and tradition than North Carolina. And I think that all the rest of those programs are far below it as well. I think if you have the right guy at Virginia Tech, recruiting that area the right way, it's one of the three or four best jobs in the league.
I think it's a harder job than it used to be.
Yeah. I think that what helped Beamer out is no one was really able to come and infiltrate the borders very well recruiting down there.
Mm. Yeah.
Our sales guy, Dave, and I, he's a Hokie grad. We talk about it quite a bit. That when Beamer was running things there, you didn't come into Virginia and get anybody. That he went to the Tidewater area and got whoever he wanted, went to the DMV, got whoever he wanted.
Right.
And until Virginia Tech gets a guy like that again, you know, I think if you have a guy there that can lock down that recruiting area, it could be one of the best jobs in the league.
Texter said Virginia Tech is a top 20 job nationally.
I agree. They care enough. They
top 20?
15 to 20, but yeah.
15 is a little high. You could sell me. I just don't know if it's the job it once was. Because, one, I think there's so much instability within the Coastal Division that just coaching in that division alone is not as attractive to me.
Or, devil's advocate, you look at it as an opportunity, as that's a division you can go get.
But every coach that's gone there in the last 10 years has said that, and none of them can get a stranglehold on that division. No.
Ever since Beamer was at his best, the Coastal's been in flux.
Mac Brown with the Coastal and said, I'm going to go own it. He gets picked as the overall dominant favorite to win that division, and he falls flat on his face. Like, it's just a weird way to try to win that division. Duke has won that division, John. Duke.
Virginia.
Pitt has now
multiple
won it
times.
Twice. Like, it is a hard division to win. Whatever you insert jokes or be serious, I don't care. But regardless, the fact is every year it's somebody different, it feels like. So, like, nobody's going to get a stranglehold on that division. Every coach thinks that, and they get to that division, and they're like, what am I doing here? Like, what happened?
Right.
I don't want to downplay for New Jersey. I agree with you. I think it's a good job. It's just not the great job that it once was for various reasons, because the landscape of college football has completely changed.
Sure.
The branding of Virginia Tech is not what it used to be.
No, and I think that's on Virginia Tech. You got to be better at branding yourself. And they haven't had an identity since Beamer and Bud Foster.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the issue. You've had 6 years of Fuente with no identity.
But what is Brent Pry going to do? A defensive coordinator from Penn State going to Virginia Tech. Like,
It doesn't move the needle for me.
No, it shouldn't. And I don't know that's going to change the recruiting. Like, how is this going to be much different than, you know, like Narduzzi at Pitt? Again, we're just basically going to continue doing what we're doing in the Coastal. There's no one's going to.
That's why I wouldn't have made this hire.
We'll see if it actually comes to fruition.
No, right, my biggest thing with him is, all right, well, who are you going to get to run the offense? Because if you're bringing the same offense you had up there at Penn State, dude, you could stay in State College.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he now Brent Pry has been mentioned for a lot of different jobs.
He has.
He's kind of one of those hot coordinator guys who for the last couple of years. But so I'm not downplaying him in that sense. I don't think it's a bad hire. It's just not a needle moving hire.
But you know what? In where everyone out there right now is trying to outmove the needle from the other guy.
Right.
Maybe this isn't a bad thing.
I mean, let's face it, Virginia Tech doesn't have LSU money.
No.
they don't have USC money.
No.
They can't go do what those two schools did. Speaking of that, we should get some confirmation in terms of the reasons why, but it is official now. Brian Kelly has left Notre Dame to take over at LSU. Brian Kelly goes to Baton Rouge.
Interesting hire.
John, I am rarely surprised by what happens in college football. Like very rarely. I just, it's hard to shock me in this day and age. Because a lot of times you just hear stuff and it just sort of kind of builds and you know it's coming when it gets there. But last night my phone goes off and I just pick it up and I glance and it says report Brian Kelly to LSU. And I about dropped the phone. I was in shock.
I tell you what it was. And Mickey and I had Mike Scarborough of Tiger Bait on our show a couple weeks ago, and he said that Woodward will be making a home run hire. I think what happened was is he was down 0-2, had swung on some fastballs, tried and missed. And instead of choking up on the bat and trying to put one in play and go get it, and plus, not to mention, their safety hire fell through. Billy Napier took the Florida job.
Was he really their safety hire, though?
I think he was.
I don't know. I think there were too many boosters who felt like they were. It was below LSU to take a
probably
state coach from.
But regardless, you missed out on Lincoln Riley. You missed out on Jimbo Fisher. In my opinion, your safety guy fell through. There was really only one more home run hire type of guy out there that you could get, and you had to make a Godfather like offer to go get him.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think that's probably
I think they
happened.
Got desperate, and they realized that there weren't any more big names out there to go get. So they threw everybody. And what's funny is 2 years ago, LSU's in dire financial straits. Now you're paying $17 million to Orgeron to go and $100 million to bring this guy in.
They're obviously not. Someone's ponying up. Someone's stepping
sure.
up to the plate.
But from a state funding standpoint and that yes. type of money they were in,
I think you're right about that. It does feel like Woodward sort of made the Hail Mary throw.
He put himself in a corner to begin with.
Yeah.
That he was only going to make a home run higher.
Well, but that's all he's ever done. That
right.
is his MO. He will throw money at the situation. He does not care. He just wants you to say, wow. He wants you to do what I did last time when I picked up my phone. I almost dropped it. I'm like, oh my gosh. Brian Kelly just left Notre Dame of all places to go to
right.
LSU. So Woodward accomplished every bit of his goal. That's what he wanted to do. He thought it was going to be Lincoln Riley. Riley played LSU the whole time.
Yep.
This was a behind-the-scenes agent deal where that thing got floated to where people in Baton Rouge were convinced that Lincoln Riley was on his way there as soon as Oklahoma yep. finished against Oklahoma State. And then he stands up there and goes, I'm not going to LSU. He never said anything about USC, but he just said, I'm not going to yep. LSU. And then, of course, now he's gone. They got bamboozled. So I promise you, when Woodward went to his boosters and said, okay, $100 million, that's what it's going to take. I'll go get you Brian Kelly. They're like, well, what's our other option? Lane Kiffin. Go get Brian Kelly.
Yep.
Here's $100 million. Do what you got to do. Throw the truck at him, and let's go ahead and make this deal happen. And so that's, to me, this is all about the money. LSU wanted the flashy hire. Look, is Brian Kelly a good coach? Yes.
Very much so.
They didn't overpay to the degree where they're getting some schlub.
And also look at what Brian Kelly has done at Notre Dame with a place with recruiting restrictions. Not like self-imposed, but it's the academics at Notre Dame are much different than at LSU. And the character aspect that they have at Notre Dame with it being a religious institution versus LSU.
Let's come back.
And now he's thrown all those out the window and can go.
Let's come back to, because the texter asked, why do you leave Notre Dame for LSU? We need to examine that. We're going to do that on the show today. We'll talk a lot more coaching carousel. We'll talk some Clemson football as well. Obviously, a lot of Brent Venables rumors out there, and we're getting some questions on the Health There text line. We'll get to all that. We'll sort through it. Stay tuned. Plenty more to come. 654 Roar. We'll take some calls after this.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
For 7 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast collection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned third place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
The world is turned upside down and it's hard to make sense of it all. The alpha male is under attack and people are more worried about pronouns and toxic masculinity. If you want to get that alpha feeling back, get that weight off and improve your performance, come see us today at Low Country Male. We specialize in testosterone replacement and anti-aging. For around $200 a month, we take care of your testosterone, labs, and doctor visits. We also offer ED plans, the P-shot, and peptide therapy. Book your appointment today, lowcountrymail.com.
Fall is here, and Elkmont Trading Company is ready with tons of new fall arrivals and unique game day have-to-have items. So when in Clemson, make Elkmont your first stop. Featuring fashionable women's clothing and jewelry, men's lifestyle wear, home goods, outdoor gear, and shoes from popular brands like Patagonia, Free Fly, Columbia, Bog Bags, Own Running, Birkenstock, Hey Dudes, Ray-Ban, Costa Sunglasses, and more. There's truly something for everyone at Elkmont. Is Clemson out of the way? Then visit Elkmont's convenient Powdersville location just minutes from Greenville or shop online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. Feeling hungry or thirsty? Then come in and have a pint of ice-cold craft beer and a hearty meal in Elkmont's restaurant in Clemson. Elkmont is at the 93 exit on 123 in Clemson and across the street from Chick-fil-A in Powdersville on Highway 153. Remember, folks, go Tigers!
Hey, Tiger fans, 2022 Clemson softball season tickets are currently on sale. Don't miss your chance to see your reigning ACC regular season champions play this season at McWhorter Stadium. Season tickets guarantee your seat to all home games. You can secure your tickets today by visiting ClemsonTigers.com or by calling 1-800-CLEMSON. It's another action-packed season of Clemson softball, and we'll see you there.
Clemson fans know that teamwork is the key to a big win. At Hood Construction, their cohesive team of nearly 100 employees are committed to working together to make each commercial construction project a success. When they're not working hard in the office and in the field, you might find them leading an association committee, volunteering at a local charity event, or shucking some oysters at their annual Low Country Boil. They are Hood Construction. They're proud of what they do, and it shows. Visit them at hoodconstruction.com to learn more. That's hoodconstruction.com.
Looking for that Christmas magic? Well, come to the Anderson Christmas Lights, presented by Duke Energy, one of the best attractions to visit, according to Southern Living magazine. Travel around 2.5 miles of drive through traditional light displays as many times as you like. Stop in the general store, the bakery, and be entertained nightly while sipping on hot chocolate in the First Quality Village. Even Santa is waiting on you there. Open daily at 5:30, beginning Thanksgiving night through Christmas. The Duke Energy Anderson Christmas Lights. Don't miss it.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk, online at Reeds.com.
Want to win the game? Put in your best players. The Trammell & Mills Law Firm hits the field running all the way to the end zone. If you've been in a wreck, gotten hurt at work, or suffered nursing home abuse, you want these guys on your team. They're local, they're experienced, and they're hungry for victory. They want to get you the money you deserve when fighting insurance companies. Call 485-8585 or go to TrammellAndMills.com. The Trammell & Mills Law Firm, ready to win your game.
Your home for Clemson women's basketball. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back to the Press Box. Continuing on here with hour number one. Five broadband phone lines are open, 654 Roar. We'll go there in just a minute. Why would Brian Kelly leave Notre Dame for LSU? It is a great question. And I think it involves one simple answer and then a whole bunch of other complex reasons that are smaller down the food chain here. But the biggest reason, John, money.
Oh, yeah.
Money.
Have we seen the terms come out yet?
I've seen $100 million. I don't know if it's going to be like 10 years or I don't know the exact years on it, but I've heard it's going to have to be $100 million. And that's like, that was the first thing that they sort of threw out there, was it was going to take that kind of cash.
And not so much with Brian Kelly, but with all these moves, the one thing I'm fascinated with, as we talk about a lot around here, what are the buyout numbers going to be on these deals?
Well, that's just it. We're starting to trend away from buyouts.
Good.
And I think we're headed towards just guarantees. Like every dime of that, basically, or at least 80% of it, whatever, they'll come up with some number. Most of it will be guaranteed for the big coach. Now the buyouts will still happen for the sort of down the rung coaches, but of the elite level jobs, if you're going to spend that kind of money to get a guy, that guy's going to want a fully guaranteed contract, and I think they're going to get it for a while. I think that's where we're headed. So I would assume, and I'm guessing here because I haven't seen this, I would assume that Brian Kelly would only take that if he's guaranteed the whole $100 million, and I think he is. Jimbo started that.
Especially to walk away as the winningest coach in Notre Dame history to go somewhere else.
Texter, they just released a statement, 10 years, $95 million plus incentives.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's almost all of that's got to be guaranteed. It's got to be close. We'll see. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there. I just saw that.
No, I don't.
I'll confirm that. But that sounds right to me, because that's some of the numbers I had seen kind of being bantered about in terms of what they were likely going to offer him. Because they look, it takes a lot. It really does take a lot to get a guy like that to leave Notre Dame. We'll talk more about the reasons why, because I think Brian Kelly's departure. Yes, money is a massive incentive, and that's probably the number one. But there are some other reasons on why the money is more important than making the college football playoff. Because, John, you could argue there's no place in America set up better to go to the playoff than Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
No, you pick and choose your schedule. And you go 12-0, 11-1, you're in.
That's just it. You can be in the 111-1. We used to think, oh, you have Notre Dame, they have to go undefeated. That's a hard thing to do. Hard thing to do, go undefeated. But
they're
going to
be fifth tonight at 11-1.
They're 11-1, and they have a chance to get in. I don't think they get in, but if their schedule was beefed up a little bit, they'd have a really good argument. I just feel like at Notre Dame, you don't have to be 12-0. You can be 11-1. You don't have to play a conference championship game, and you are still being considered. So if this
and your
about,
AD's on the board to help orchestrate everything for you.
Yeah. And you get to pick your schedule for the most part. Now, there's some teams you play every year. The academies, you play Navy every year.
The five
year
ACC games, whatever it is you have to do.
Yeah, but they kind of handpick how they play, when and where they play those, I think. I'm pretty sure they're in the conversation. In the room when the scheduling is done. Their schedule is sort of what they want it to be every year. And yet, Brian Kelly is going to go to a place that's made the college football playoff twice. Notre Dame has been there Twice. He's leaving a place that's been there twice.
Okay, to go to a place that's been once.
To go to a place that's been once. And that once was a magical season like we have not seen maybe in this entire era of college football. Right. It was just the perfect. Ed O took a team and won the national title, folks. Ed O. Orgeron couldn't coach his way out of a paper bag compared to Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly's 100 times better coach than Ed O.
Couldn't agree more.
And he's turning that opportunity to continue to make playoffs, to go get the dollars and get rid of the recruiting restrictions and all that in a place where it's going to be even tougher because Oklahoma and Texas are coming too. So your conference is beefing up even more.
Is it?
John, more teams means a hard
more teams, team. I guess.
All right, let's go to the Vibe Broadband phone lines. Jay in Greenville is up first today. Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, man. This coaching carousel's got me dizzy, man. I think that Brian Kelly seems more like an SEC coach anyway. I just don't think he could be himself at Notre Dame, you know, because, you know, he had that temper on the sidelines, and that being a Catholic school, you could, even though you couldn't hear what he's saying, you could read his lips. So, I mean, a lot of times. But I think that since he's leaving Notre Dame, I think that opens it up for Luke Fickell. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great name. That would be my number one target if I were Notre Dame. I would start with Luke Fickell, make him tell me no. I know he's got the playoff and all, but I would force him to say no, thank you. I would absolutely love Luke Fickell. The only thing with that is they've got a guy that used to work for him, Marcus Freeman, on staff. That may block not necessarily block, but that may have a say in what they end up doing. If I were Notre Dame, I would talk to Cincinnati and I'd talk to Luke Fickell. I'd say, let's do a trade. You can take Marcus Freeman back to be your head coach, and we'll take Luke Fickell at Notre Dame.
Well, how about Mario Cristobal?
Because of recruiting. Cristobal likes to play by his own set of rules when it comes to recruiting. Remember, he came from the Saban school. He's got the blueprint on the whole recruiting thing. I don't think he would fit in at a school where it's really hard to get certain guys into academically.
Well, one thing that I like is that if you remember Saturday night, if you watched the game, the Clemson-Carolina game, one of the commentators said that, you know, they were talking about our offensive coordinator, that he was a Clemson lifer. And I'm just glad that our culture is good enough to where people don't want to leave. Got me kind of worried about Brent Venables, but I think that he has said that he wanted to stay around, you know, for his other two sons, you know, to attend school here. So, I mean, I don't know what you think about it. Oklahoma's got me kind of worried, and I'll just take that your comment off the air. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate you getting in. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and asking some questions. I enjoyed that conversation very much. Thank you for getting in. We'll work our way through Brent Venables. Look, there's a lot going on that we just don't know. Like, it's too hard to make any definitive statements on anything right now concerning that. I know Brent Venables is out recruiting. That I know. That's the only definitive statement I can tell you as of 9:32 this morning is I know he's out there recruiting. I don't know what's going on in Oklahoma behind the scenes. I don't. I don't have any privy. Am I privy to any inside information?
Well, they said they're going to make a stealthy hire. Whatever that means.
Stealthy. We will get to Venables, I promise. And a lot of folks are asking about him on the Health There text line. I'll share with you what I know, which is not a ton right now, but we'll get into it. I want to get some more calls in here. Delvin is up next. Good morning, Delvin. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. All these big names, how you say me, Oklahoma and Notre Dame cannot let us down. They got to get us a big name.
Do they have to, though?
They got to. They can't let it down. Man, I'm living this. They can't let it down. I'm just joking. But I think it's going to be Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame. I don't think it's going to be.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to let Marcus Freeman out of that building.
If I had to pick a favorite right now, I tend to agree with you. I think the players want Freeman. There's some push in the administration and in the boosters and whatnot. I think Freeman's the early favorite. But I think, to me, Luke Fickell would be the number one choice. But if they keep Freeman, I'm not going to bash him in any way. I don't think it's a terrible move.
I don't think it's a terrible move either. I think what you got to do is give him some experience. Coordinators who probably got some head coaches experience a little bit to surround him with.
Yeah, probably so. I mean, I think Tommy Reese would stay on there potentially.
You do? You don't think he would follow Brian Kelly down in LSU?
I don't. If I'm Brian Kelly, I'm going to get in the biggest name that I think I can find in terms of coordinators. Like I'm not.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Tommy Reese, but he being a Notre Dame quarterback, like I think that was in some ways forced a little bit on Kelly. If I'm starting fresh, I want the best in the country. LSU's going to give him the resources.
Sure.
You know, I want the next Joe Brady. I don't think that's out there. I'm just telling you. Like,
I think LSU, after this past season, don't need to be trying to get the next Joe Brady. You need to go get the right man for the job.
Yeah. I think it's just important that he start fresh and take a big approach to what he wants to do at LSU.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Clemson Dominates. We'll get him up here. Oh, real quick before I go to Clemson Dominates. John, we have our first on the board. I put the over-under at 2.5.
We do?
On coaching news. We've got one already at 9:30. This is not going to move the news.
Is this Louisiana Tech?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Does that even count?
No, but it does for this exercise. Yes.
Okay, we're at one. What is it?
Sonny Cumbie is going to be the next head coach at Louisiana Tech.
Okay.
Does that move the needle for you in any way whatsoever?
If we were talking about how the DC from Penn State's not going to move the needle at Virginia Tech, what's the opposite of moving? Is there a negative moving of the needle for Sonny Cumbie? What an uninspiring hire. You're going to fire Skip Holtz for that guy?
For those of you who don't know, he's coming from Texas Tech, where he was the OC and quarterbacks coach.
He used to be with
TCU. And the interim
TCU.
Head coach when they fired Matt Wells.
He was with TCU before he went to Texas Tech.
He was
Tech,
with
correct?
TCU for several years. Yeah, he ran the offense for Gary Patterson. He's worked at Texas Tech for a long time. Even before TCU, he worked at Texas Tech. He goes back good ways. He had a cup of coffee, maybe half a cup, in the NFL, played in some other pro leagues. But he's a Texas guy, Texas Tech guy through and through. So he stays in the state and gets to go over to leaves the state, goes to Louisiana Tech, and he gets the recruiting grounds of Texas to help him out. So he's got Louisiana and Texas. That's a good hire.
Hey, I mean, we've got two spots in the state of Louisiana filled.
Can it be better than what they had?
I think outside of this past year, Skip Holtz did a pretty good job down there.
The last couple years, things had fallen off.
But he had some good seasons there as well.
Oh, he did. But I think the last 2 years have been a little rough. All right, let's go to Clemson Dominates. It's been rough for a lot of people. How you doing today, Clemson Dominates?
Hey, guys. So if let's assume that Georgia beats Bama, which is pretty, I mean, in my case, in my thought, it's pretty likely that that's going to happen. And then Baylor beats Oklahoma, which I'd say Oklahoma State, which is, I'd say a 50-50 type deal. If that happens, then Notre Dame's in because there's no way they're not in, you know. And so there's a very good possibility that both Cincinnati and Notre Dame could make the CFP and possibly have new coaches, you know, depending on what happens. And you think Fickle would say that Cincinnati end up playing Notre Dame, you think Fickle would coach against his he'd probably be out, right?
That's a good question. It's different if it's Notre Dame. Like if he's taking the Notre Dame job and they play Notre Dame as opposed to them playing, say, Georgia, you know, like that's different. Like if he accepted Notre Dame job, I could see him coaching Cincinnati against Georgia. I don't know if I can see him taking Notre Dame job and coaching against Notre Dame. I think the optics of that would just be too much. I'm not sure that would happen.
Yeah, because, I mean, of course, Notre Dame would have to upset Georgia, which I don't think would happen. So I don't really see them having to play him. But it's just, you know, it would be weird that two of the teams in the CFP would have new coaches. And are we really that surprised that Lincoln Riley's wanted to leave Norman, Oklahoma? You know, I mean, Oklahoma, I've been to Oklahoma and it's not that great. I mean, you know, maybe there's people out there that like Oklahoma, but I can tell you life in South Carolina is way better than Oklahoma. So, you know, and I mean, you know, I can understand him wanting to go to LA because USC, I mean, they do have those 11 national championship trophies that he can show off and, you know, all the Heisman trophies and,
But look at all that's out of Oklahoma. They've got almost just as much history as Southern Cal does. They're one of the more historical programs out there. He's not leaving Oklahoma State for Southern Cal.
But when Oklahoma goes to the SEC, which could happen, who knows when the buyout, when they're going to get that all worked up. It's coming. You know, they could very well end up like Nebraska. You know, I don't really see Oklahoma being the dominant program once they go to the SEC.
Yeah, we'll see. Clemson dominates. Look, I get the reasons for Lincoln Riley. If, again, I go back to one particular reason why I think he went to USC. He coaches the quarterback position, right? That's what he's built his entire career, right? I mean, well, he's got, what, two guys won the Heisman and another finalist.
Right.
He knows the quarterback position.
That's where they're all coming from right now.
There's not a better school to go to recruit and develop and coach the quarterback position than Southern California, right?
Well, and they're covering his housing out there, which helps. He doesn't have to deal with Los Angeles real estate either.
That's the other thing that we're not talking about much in college football right now with this coach carousel. It's not just the contracts and the money. It's the incentives that these coaches are getting right now are insane. They're absurd. We've never seen anything like that, but no one's done any real stories on that.
And I think where Lincoln Riley played his hand well is it's, you know, you're getting a lot of money for your staff because it's not cheap to live in Los Angeles.
Penn State's paying James Franklin's insurance.
Yeah.
Like he's going to take out some massive insurance policy and they're going to fit the bill for it. He's making a gazillion dollars a year and he can't afford his own insurance? Weird, isn't it?
Very weird.
These incentives are just ridiculous. Let's take a break. When we come back, Tyler, sit tight. I'm coming right to you on the Vibe Rob info line 654. We're back after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap Clemson. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more, follow Buff City Soap Clemson on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
Try the new Bo's Chicken Sandwich for just $3.99. It's so good and only at Bojangles.
Get holiday ready with a new Ford SUV before the holiday hustle and bustle starts. Enjoy 0% financing for 60 months on new 21 Escapes, Edges, and Expeditions. Plus, we'll buy your trade even if you don't buy from us. Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com. Get holiday ready at Fairway Ford with 0% for 60 months on a new 2021 F-150. Plus, get $1,000 in additional holiday savings. We pay top dollar for trades, and we'll buy your vehicle even if you don't buy from us. Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
Whenever you head out the door to gather groceries for you and your family, head to your local Ingles. That's what we do in my household, and here are some of the great reasons why. Ingles is truly locally owned, just up the road in Black Mountain outside of Asheville. Select Ingles locations offer Starbucks, fuel savings with your Ingles Advantage card, and a full-service pharmacy, many with drive-thrus. Each week, you'll find tons of savings in the Ingles Sales Circular, from fresh fruit and vegetables to meats, seafood, pork, and poultry. Need an event catered at home, work, or for a special occasion? Talk to the Ingles Deli and Bakery Department, and they'll get you set up. How about flowers for a special someone? Many Ingles locations feature a floral department with prices that can't be beat. Don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself why Ingles is where you need to shop for groceries. One team, one community. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
It sure is hard to make sense of the world these days. At Low Country Mail, we try to keep it simple and have one mission: make men men again. If you want to lose weight, feel better, and improve your performance in the gym and the bedroom, come see us today. For around $200 a month, we take care of your testosterone, labs, doctor visits, and much more. We also offer weight loss plans, peptide therapy, IV, and the amazing P-Shot. At Low Country Mail, we will never turn our backs on you when you have tough questions. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches, weakness, or discomfort in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one selling nerve care company. Nervive contains alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, and B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live your life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
He can absolutely move in a different direction quickly without warning.
Where every day is game day.
Welcome back to the Press Box. Thanks for joining us here in hour one. You know, Black Friday deals came and went for a lot of retailers out there. Not at UpstateMuscle.com. Our friends over there at EC Sports still got their 40% deals going on. 40% off. That's everything. That's the Optinos, which is the premier product. That's the nitrous oxide booster. That's the ability to recover quicker, to give you more energy while you work out. That nitric oxide booster and that muscle builder, it really works. It's a patented, clinically tested, and all-natural supplement for you. You need to try it if you haven't. You can get 40% off right now. The Neuro Brain Boost, which Ben talks about all the time. He loves it. I've tried it. It's really good stuff. There's no reason not to take advantage of this opportunity just to try some new products out. They do a lot of stacking where you'll get like two or three different things that you take at the same time, the shred stack and the high energy bundle, the bulk bundle, all kinds of stuff. Whatever you're trying to do from a fitness standpoint, a health standpoint, they can help you over there at UpstateMuscle.com. Go to UpstateMuscle.com, check them out today. 654 Roar. We'll get to the Vibe broadband phone lines in a few minutes. We got a lot of questions and comments on that one. We'll get to it. But phone lines are lighting up. Still got a couple open right now. You want to get in? 654 Roar. Let's go to Tyler in Greenville. Tyler, thanks for holding. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How about y'all?
Doing well.
So, my thing, you know, I'm not an insider. I can't speak on what's going on with Brent Venables and everything. But I will say this. Yesterday, I was on Twitter. And OU fans were in my mentions constantly, you know, it's gone, he's gone. Insider sources say this. And the insider sources were these gimmick Twitter accounts that they started to pick up on. And as a result, other people were picking up. So it was like one of those things where they're just trying to speak it into existence when they really don't know if it's going to happen or not. And I think it's ironic because a few years ago when we ended up getting Brent Venables, they were like, oh, well, you're getting our leftovers. He's not going to be worth anything for you. You know, he wasn't that good. I mean, he was the third wheel for them, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's just really interesting that OU fans have changed around so quickly. But then again, I can't really blame them. It's been a rough 48 hours for them and their program. They lost their head coach, half their staff, the majority of their recruits, and now they're losing players every 15 minutes, feels like. So, you know, you almost feel bad for them, almost. But I appreciate y'all for taking my call, as always.
Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate you getting in today. Look, you know, there were some erroneous fake Twitter account reports out there that already had Brent Venables in Norman and all this stuff. And I mean, those are fairly easy to spot, but still people get duped, John, every time, every week.
Pete Thormal gets you all the time.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. I've been duped before. It happens.
Oh yeah.
It's been a long time.
Happens to all of us.
Yeah. I, Now I don't go on the first thing I see. I go double, triple, and quadruple check it.
Yeah.
To see if it's true. But Parker Thune from does the Sooner site out there for 24/7 Sports. He has been very active on their message boards talking about this job and the Brent Venables link. I mean, I think there's obviously some link there. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. You know, Venables is close to the athletic director, knows the athletic director well. I know Larry Williams had a story he's told a couple of times. I know he had it on Twitter yesterday from Tiger Illustrated about the connection between Brent Venables and that athletic director. And was it Joe Castiglione?
They're very close. Yeah.
Very close. In fact, as Larry said, Venables was leaving Norman to get on a plane to come to Clemson. And he ran into Joe C., the AD, that's what they call him, ran into his wife, and they broke down in tears saying goodbye to each other. And Venables asked then, am I making the right decision? Is this really what I want to do? So I know a lot of people are jumping on the, he was forced out at Oklahoma and nepotism and Bob Stoops ran him out by bringing in his brother and blah, blah, blah. I get it. All that's somewhat factually correct, but I don't think there was like a relationship that was severed here. So that's one thing that to keep in mind as this process plays out. And again, I don't know if Brent Venables goes to Oklahoma. I don't have anything right now definitively to tell you yes or no. I just know from piecing things together here that the relationship between Venables and Oklahoma is not something that's I don't feel like is extremely fractured, because Venables had a really tough decision to leave. It was a place he was at for, 12 or 13 years. He loved Oklahoma. He loved the people. He loved the coaches. It was in the Midwest. He's a Kansas guy. He's a Midwest Big 12 kind of guy. It was a big decision for him to leave and uproot things that he had established there. And so I don't think there's this huge hatred towards Oklahoma for Brent Venables for how it ended, because I don't think he really wanted to leave necessarily to begin with. Forced out might be a strong way to put it, but in some ways I think he kind of was. But his relationship with the AD, his relationship with Bob Stoops, I don't think are fractured. Does that sound accurate enough to you?
No, absolutely. I just think that there ended up needing to be, Bob Stoops wanted two cooks in the kitchen, and Brent Venables likes to run his own kitchen, so he went elsewhere.
It wasn't a great decision by Bob Stoops.
No.
In hindsight, it was a terrible decision by Bob Stoops.
No, but when your parents tell you to hire your brother, you hire your brother.
I mean, somebody had to take Mike. He wasn't going
to Kentucky.
Mark's like, nope, not coming with me.
I got enough issues here.
but regardless, people using that as a reason Venables wouldn't leave, I don't think that's a reason.
I don't think so either, no.
There are other reasons why he wouldn't leave. But, one of them being, I don't know if Oklahoma's going to offer him the job. I'm not 100% convinced that that's going to be the case. I think we've jumped the gun a little bit.
That there's an offer on the table. We just assume that it's already happened.
Correct.
And that's not the case as of right now.
Yeah, I've got nothing that says that the offer has been extended to Brent.
Same here. And as far as we know, he was at his daughter's basketball game last night, and he's out recruiting for Clemson right now.
That's what we know. Again, this is going to play out quickly. You're not going to be left in limbo for another 4 or 5 days or anything like that. So I don't want to panic people, but I don't want to act like there's nothing to it either. Does that make sense? I think it's
a situation worth monitoring.
That's the perfect way to put it. Thank you, John.
That I think it wouldn't hurt to refresh your Twitter every 30 minutes, but
I'll say
you may not get anything when you refresh your Twitter unless you're trying to get dirt on Louisiana Tech new head coach. Unless you're in the Sonny Cumbie scoop game, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll say this one. Why would you turn down Oklahoma if they offered you a job? That's the first thing.
I like Clemson Dominance, I do, but I've been to Norman, and I can get it. That's an impressive facility. That's an impressive place.
It's one of the most storied programs.
In the country.
It is a top five job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 to 10 job, for sure.
Yeah, it is. And the other thing, too, is, again, I don't know if he's going to be offered the job or not, but Bob Stoops is pulling some strings here. I mean, this feels like just a rehash of what happened when Bob Stoops left Oklahoma the first time. What did he do? He set up Lincoln Riley to take the head coaching job. Lincoln Riley, of course, had great success, has now moved on to coach USC. You think that Stoops, who's the interim coach right now, isn't in Joe C's ear pulling some strings here? I mean, that'd be crazy to think that Bob Stoops doesn't have a say in who
they
hire.
Bob Stoops would ever come back full-time?
I don't. He's had too many opportunities.
What do you think coming back to Oklahoma now without the pressure of you have your coach in waiting and Lincoln Riley that you have to do something with so he doesn't bolt?
John, have you seen the culture of college football right now? Have you seen how
different the contracts are since the last time Bob Stoops was at college football?
Stoops don't need the money. Look, the man doesn't even shave. Look at him. The man hasn't shaved.
We don't shave either. We could use the money.
The man doesn't even use a razor anymore. So I'm not so sure that he gives a rat's behind about money right now. He's living his best life, doing whatever he wants to do. I don't know that money's a factor. I don't think Bob Stoops wants to deal with a lick of what's going on right now in college football. And I mean, transfer portal, NCAA losing power, college football playoff. You don't make it, then you get on the hot seat. Heck, you make it and you don't go back, you get on the hot seat. I mean, folks, we're living in a really different world than where Bob Stoops was 20 years ago.
Or when he stepped away.
Even when he stepped away, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Very vastly different. 6 years ago, vastly different landscape than where things were. Let's go to Dylan. He is up next on the Vibe Broadband phone lines. Dylan in Greenville. How you doing today, sir?
I'm cold, Brad. How are you?
I am actually very warm right now. It is a little toasty in the Priority One Security Studios, but I am not complaining.
That's nice. I just kind of wanted to get y'all's thoughts on the idea of the coaching carousel in regards to the playoffs. Do you think Notre Dame falls tonight after, you know, knowing Brian Kelly's leaving, and then say Luke Fickell does leave for Notre Dame or whatever ends up happening? Do you think they fall any? I got the idea from Clemson Dominates because to me, you know, it's not the same team. I get it's the same players and all that, but you won't have the same schemes, the same game plan, everything like that when a coach leaves. So I was just kind of wondering if y'all thought they might fall out. Drop a couple spots.
That's a great question, Dylan. We've never seen this, so I don't really know how to react to it in terms of what I think the playoff committee is going to do. John, we semi-joke all the time.
Yeah.
That the committee likes to sort of set up the marquee matchups here.
Sure.
1-4. Do you want a marquee matchup with the coach sitting on the sideline and everybody watching on TV goes, who's the coach right now? Who's coaching this team? And they shoot to him and they got to put the interim tag on the screen. Do you think the College Football Playoff Committee wants something like that?
Depends on who's the interim and who's the replacement coach. Mm. Depends on what they can sell.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we play the black helicopter card a lot with this committee, but I mean, there's got to be
tinfoil hats, absolutely.
There's got to be something to it. Like, I do think that they want to at least.
I'll ask you this. Is this the least interested you've been the Tuesday before conference championship on the playoff poll with all the coaching stuff going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
There's no question about it. You're 100% right on that. The drama
is
outweighing the games right now. I hate to say it. Now, once Saturday comes, once Friday comes, we'll forget all that stuff for a couple of days. We'll focus on football. I will.
No, I will too. I think this is natural to get obsessed with the coaching carousel when there's no Maction tonight.
The college football playoff doesn't matter tonight. It doesn't.
No, because it's going to play itself out on Saturday.
Well, it also doesn't matter because like we don't even know who's going to be coaching what schools and that are actually going to be in potentially be in the playoff.
I think if anyone in the top group of teams that have the shot at the playoff, if their coach leaves, the only one I could see coaching all the way through would be Luke Fickell. Because you see all the time when the group of five has a chance at a near six or something like that, that they finish it out before they go.
But, John, if Notre Dame calls you and you're Luke Fickell and they say, you are our guy, we don't want you coaching the college football playoff, but you're going to get paid, you're going to get all the resources you
want. Do they let them coach the conference championship game?
I don't know. Maybe you don't, but I mean, John, this is Notre Dame. If they tell you you're not coaching the college football playoff, you're not coaching the college football playoff.
Because it's Notre Dame and they get what they want.
They always do. But I mean, seriously,
except for Brian Kelly.
I don't blame Notre Dame if they went to Fickell and say, we don't want you coaching.
The early signing period just changes everything. You've got to save these classes.
Oh, but that has changed the coaching carousel. That's why we have 23 jobs that have come open
It's the early signing period.
Since the season began, folks. It's all about the early signing period. You got to get a jump start. That's why Jack Swarbrick, athletic director at Notre Dame, told the assistant coaches to stay on the recruiting show and not come home today.
Yeah.
Their head coach left this morning.
They don't even care about addressing the team that's there.
He had a 7 a.m. meeting, told his coaches his players he was out the door, and the AD ordered the assistant coaches to stay on the recruiting trail. That's how important early signing period is. They're recruiting guys that they may not even be there to coach, and they're being told to stay on the recruiting trail. That tells you all you need to know about how this system is set up and how it works right now. 654 Roar, you want to get in? I know we've got a lot of phone lines lit up here. I'm coming to you. Please sit tight. When we kick off hour number two, we'll run through every call that we can as soon as we return. We'll get into more of the you want to talk more Brent Venables? You want to talk more Oklahoma? Texters say that Oklahoma's in free fall. I'm not sure I buy that at all. We'll get to